Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, I'm humbled. No, truly, I'm humbled at the responses that I'm getting to Brotherhood of the Bag, a Wholesaler's Handbook. 114 different stories about how you can up your game as a professional wholesaler. And apparently folks are liking it, and I hope you do too. Jump out to brotherhoodofthebag.com, pick yourself up a copy, okay? I got a great guest for you today. You know, so many folks want to know how they can do better jobs at conferences. So many folks want to know how to build stronger networks. So many wholesalers want to know how they can build a better referral base. Good thing I've got Michael Goldberg here. Michael is a chief networking officer. Digging that title, Michael. Chief networking officer at Building Blocks Consulting. See, he's an expert at helping people, in this case, wholesalers and sales managers, gain laser-like focus to attract more prospects to the pipeline and create more and better quality referral streams and ultimately help you write more business. His clients call him a spark plug. He's a Jersey guy. Of course he's a spark plug. He's a master at invigorating and engaging audiences. His style's in your face and high energy. He's spoken in front of, well, probably some listeners, MetLife, Securian, New England Financial, AXA. He's been published in numerous business publications, including Harvard Business Review, Wall Street Journal. You can read about him and his work in Agent Sales Journal and Producers Web. And is it that isn't all enough, he's an award-winning adjunct member of Rutgers University on their faculty. And he frequently volunteers as a speaker at organizations focused on career search. Michael Goldberg, let me be the first to welcome you to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Very good. Well, thanks, Rob. Thrilled to be here.
So let me ask you a question. What you have on your website, buildingblocksconsulting.com, you have something called the Rules of Networking. And in the spirit of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, we're going to get straight down to business because I want to know something about these rules. I want to understand how these rules are to be applied, and then we'll make sure that they fit properly for our community of wholesaling. So wholesalers, what I want you to do is I want to think you be thinking about as Michael goes through these and we go through these together, he and I want you to think about you being at an FPA meeting or you being at the Morningstar conference or you being at the IMCA conference. I want you to think about an LPL conference coming up. I want you to think about what you do relative to your ability to network. Michael, your first rule here says no selling ever. Wait a minute. Isn't that what I get paid for? Isn't that why I'm there? Tell me more about that.
Well, I need to back up, and I think rules are really important, and I need to reframe this a little bit. Just so you and the listeners know, I'm going through a huge rebranding right now where my company, Building Blocks Consulting, is actually transforming into Knockout Networking. And I've gotten to the point now where the brand has gotten bigger than me, and that ain't a bad problem to have. And that's all happened because I'm also an amateur boxer. I'm an amateur fighter. And the metaphor that I like to use when I'm speaking with audiences is that boxing and networking are synonymous in that they're both about the connection, right? So the more and better connections you make both in and out of the ring, the more successful you'll be. And that metaphor has really transformed into knockout networking with some of the approaches. So like boxing, I look at being in sales not so much as a fight, but that you're going to get hit at some point, you know, and it's a question of not getting hit so much and being able to be at a conference, a convention, a trade show, a product show, wherever a wholesaler might be networking and not get hit so much. So that said, all of that said, I want to reframe what networking is and then back into this rule because otherwise it's not going to make a lot of sense. So the way I look at networking and how I frame it is networking is a proactive approach to meeting people to learn and potentially help them. That's it. That's all networking is. It's not about promoting a product or a service. It's not about talking about mutual funds or annuities or whatever it is. It's about going to the right events, where to go, what to say, and with whom, meeting the right people and saying the right things. And the purpose is to learn and potentially help them. And not everybody
Michael,
that you meet, but just the ones that you like.
let's go back and let's go back and have that definition again. Give me that definition of networking again.
Yeah, so networking is all about learning from potentially helping people. That's what the focus is. And if you are learning from and potentially helping the right people, they tend to help you right back, and that's networking.
Okay.
So networking should force you to create a conversation of we rather than me, as in how can we help one another.
Okay. So with that as a backdrop then, tell me how I'm supposed to back away from this notion of no selling ever and how that fits into networking the way you have described it.
Yeah. Well, so no selling ever now, because now the stage is set, means that you shouldn't be going to an event, be introducing yourself, and looking to pitch a product or service to somebody that you're meeting. Because you're then focused on business and the transaction, and if you don't mean to be, it's the way it comes across. And in my mind, networking is about focusing on the relationship, and if you focus on the relationship, the business will be there. So it shouldn't be selling a product or a service. Really, the only thing that you're ever selling or pitching, in a sense, is you, as in your smarts, your ability to create a resource partner. That's it. And if you're successful in doing that, then people will be compelled to potentially refer you business. And if they really like you, they might become a client.
So I'm trying to put a fine point on this, right? Because so many of our listeners spend so much time in these environments of social gatherings, business gatherings, conference gatherings. And it feels to me that there's actually a little separation here, and that is the job that we're paid to do, which is tell the tale of our product, especially when we're doing booth time. But then there's also the networking part that might take place, say, at a cocktail party or at the dinner that we've taken clients to. Wouldn't you agree there's probably some separation there that the point needs to be made, yes?
Well, separation in terms of what? Just so I'm on the right track here.
Sure. So when I'm doing my booth time, when I'm doing my floor time, when we have a at a trade show, I need to blend my ability to talk about the product and the ability to talk about our capabilities and competencies as a firm with my ability to try to win friends and influence people in 30 seconds to a minute while that person is at my booth.
Sure.
But then when I get into a more social setting, maybe the cocktail reception that follows, maybe seeing people in the bar that night, maybe taking clients out for dinner, I can exercise a little bit more of the networking muscle. Does that sound like a fair descriptor?
It does, but I think that the platform is a bit different when you are exhibiting at a trade show, because right then attendees are almost expecting you to sell. And agreed, if you're running, if you're operating a booth at a trade show, I think you're more compelled to be able to promote a product or a service, but it should not be over the top because everybody is doing that. I still maintain that it's still about connecting with the attendees, finding out exactly why they're at an event, focused on what it is that they're focused on, and then backing into a conversation about what you're there for, and then brainstorming how you might help one another. I think you can get away with emphasizing a bit more selling when you are exhibiting, but when you're at that cocktail hour or you're just working the aisles of a trade show booth and you're not behind your booth, I think it's a little bit of a different framework. But networking is always a we thing rather than a me thing.
So let's go to the next one because it ties directly back to that.
Sure.
And I think this applies, and I realize I'm taking you down this kind of bifurcated path. It's the path of how do I succeed with these conferences, but it's also the path of how do I network appropriately. But the next one applies in both situations, I know we'll agree, and that is it's never about you.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Expound on that a little bit for me.
Well, networking, it's never about you. It is always about the people that you are meeting. It's always about focused on asking questions and learning about those folks so you could potentially be in a situation to help them over time, provided that there's a good connection, you like them, and that you're able to. But there's got to be a time to speak about yourself, because otherwise it's very hard to create that we, as in how can we help one another dynamic. So as I like to say, as I'm describing the rule, is it's never about you until the people that you're speaking make it about you. So as an example, I might introduce myself at an event and say, hello, Rob, very nice to meet you. Well, so what brings you to this event? What type of work do you do? So you'll tell me, and then you might return the favor by saying, how about yourself? And now you've asked me about me. So now I'll weigh in and talk about what I do, and then we'll go back and forth. And in some circles, they call that a conversation. and the reason why, just saying, and the reason why that's so important is because, respectfully, very smart people that I work with, wholesalers, financial advisors, et cetera, don't look at it that way or don't realize that it should be that way, and therefore do not network well or perhaps not at all because they're not sure how to position that conversation. And at the end of it, that's really all it is a conversation.
So what I hear you saying is it's not appropriate for me to carpet bomb the conversation with everything about me, my product, my firm, my approach, me. I have to leave plenty of room for the conversation to come to me, right? If you're a sports fan, it's always let the ball come to you, let the game come to you.
Right.
That's what I hear you saying. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. And there's ways of loading the punch, Rob. You know, so if I was speaking with you at an event, I might say something like, you know, I have a similar experience in my work. And then you'd say, well, so what is it that you do? You see how I kind of led into that? I loaded the punch, and now I'm able to talk about what it is that I do. And it's very funny. I spoke at an event last night, and this was actually at a job search event. And I have to tell you, there was a lot of pain in this room. You had a lot of people, about 50 or so people, that are professionals and want to be paid professionals again. And this one woman, when I covered this point, said, you know, when I'm networking, I don't want it to be about anybody else. I want it to be about me. I need help. And I said, I understand that, and I get that. But the reality is that people are not going to open up and help you unless you're prepared to help them first. That's just human nature. Because remember, the reason they're there is not to help you. They're there to help themselves too. But the way the world works is, and especially in business, is that you need to be collaborative and able to build trust and ultimate relationships, because relationships drive business.
You know, it's such an interesting point, and in the interest of time, I'm not going to head down that lane, because I could, and we could have a really good conversation about what happens around the notion of, you know, when you appear to, I'm going to use the word desperate, maybe she wasn't, but when you appear desperate or wanting it too much, it's a repellent, and when you're more kind of at ease in the moment, it comes to you more. But I want to get on to the next one. I want to do two more in kind of record time, because we always want to stay on time with our Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. Eat and drink strategically. So does that mean before I get there, I should actually know what I'm going to order and what quantity?
Well, no, I don't think we really get into the menu items that much, depending on with whom you're with. But but eating and drinking strategically, I mean this from a number of fronts, is that I have found that people that go to events might be a bit nervous, and the food and drink actually gets in the way of the reason why they're there, the work aspect of network, which is right in the word network. So I look at the eating and drinking thing as being a strategy. So I often will get to an event early. I'll eat, I'll have my bottle of water or my cocktail or whatever it is, and now I can kind of focus on the work aspect of network. I also use the food or the bar as a matter of being strategic geographically, as I might often stand by the bar, stand by the food, knowing that you've got to come this way anyway. So because it creates that type of momentum, it's kind of like fishing upstream or swimming upstream. So now I'm in a position to now shake hands and kiss babies and say, well, good morning. My name is Michael. You know, what type of work do you do? What brings you here? And start to speak to people. They're headed in that direction anyway. Just makes life a little bit easier.
Kind of helps you avoid the awkwardness, too, of trying to hold the wine glass and the plate and eat and talk. So that whole notion of perhaps, you know, getting fed and watered before the crowd arrives is a super sound suggestion.
That's right. That's right. And it puts you in a great position to make fun of others that are struggling with that when you yourself are not.
I think that's a fine point. You could actually walk around with a napkin and just, you know, you got a little something right there. Can I get that for you? And that, too, is a form of networking, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Let me ask you about one more. And that's, how do I extricate myself from a conversation politely? I mean, I'm guilty. Wholesalers, I'm guilty. I find myself standing there with someone, and I get the guilt you know, if I terminate and walk away, it's going to be rude. It'll be thought of inappropriately, and I don't want to tip anybody off. How do I get out of this damn thing?
Sure, sure. Well, in the ring, we refer to that as hooking out. If somebody's got you cornered and you can't get out, there's a way of hooking your way out, so this way you can kind of start fresh again. And it's the same thing when you're speaking to people. So the metaphor that I use in speaking with people, I'd mentioned the definition of networking is learning and potentially helping people, is that we don't like everybody that we meet. I mean, I've decided that when I am just a networker rather than a speaker guy, I'm a networking guy, that if I meet 10 people, I feel that I only like or have a great connection with roughly 3 of them. So about a third of the people that I meet at a given event, if I'm not the speaker, there's a really good connection with. The other two-thirds, not so much. So that brings the question to the surface of, are you terminating a conversation with a one-thirder or with a two-thirder? If you're terminating a conversation with a one-thirder or somebody that you have a great connection with, are you terminating the conversation and your purpose is to follow up when there's more time? Are you terminating the conversation because you want to introduce them to somebody else that would help them? Are you terminating the conversation because you yourself want to be introduced to somebody else? Or are you terminating the conversation because it's a two-thirder and you simply don't want to talk to them anymore now or ever? So there's different scenarios for that. So when it's friendly fire, I think it's easier. Rob, I want to introduce you to somebody that I think can help you with whatever it might be, and I offer the introduction. Now I've terminated the conversation between us. So if it's not friendly fire, which is where I think you're going, if it's somebody you really don't want to be speaking with, there's a number of ways that I might do it. I might say something like, Rob, and just kind of interrupt and wait for that pause and say, Rob, it's been great chatting with you. Certainly, if there's something that I can do to help you at this event, call on me. Otherwise, very nice meeting you. Shake your hand. And I look forward to crossing paths soon. And that's it. It's over. But if that person is a two-thirder and I don't like them, I would never dare introduce them to somebody else. Reason being, that other person will not appreciate it, and that will come back to me.
Mm. Michael, you hear the bell? I do. We are flat out of time. Little holes, that little boxing metaphor there for you. I wanted you to feel comfortable with the end of our conversation.
I've got the laptop, yes.
cool. We are out of time today. Wholesalers, if you want to know more about Michael Goldberg, a little bit more about networking, a little bit more about, give me the name of the company again, Knockout
Networking.
Knockout Networking. So I can find you at buildingboxconsulting.com because it's a beautiful website, but I can also find you at knockoutnetworking.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure we know how to find you. Wholesalers, head out to the website, wholesalermasterminds.com. I'll link up Michael's book. I'll link up Michael's website. You can find him there. If you want to read about him in I Carry the Bag, he'll be in the next issue. So icarrythebag.com is the place for that. Michael Goldberg, our sincere appreciation for you taking time out of your busy day to join us at Wholesaler Mastermind Radio.
Great. Thank you, Rob.
Absolutely. Wholesalers, we'll see you next time on another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.